Wikipedia. It's the free online encyclopedia that taps into the wellspring of public knowledge. It's designed to be written by the public.
That's kind of the amazing thing about Wikipedia, is that it's this end result of human curiosity.
Wiki Education Foundation spokesperson Eric Salvaggio.
The idea of Wikipedia is it's the encyclopedia that anyone can edit. So you can go onto Wikipedia, and if you see information that isn't correct, you can correct it.
But here's the thing. 9 out of every 10 contributors to the online encyclopedia are men. That's according to Salvaggio and several sources. In fact, it's a well-documented conundrum. In a New York Times article last year, Kat Stoffel wrote that Wikipedia famously bears one of the starkest gender gaps in contemporary culture.
When mostly men are contributing to Wikipedia, it tends to make for a lot of strong quality articles on things that men traditionally are interested in. So for example, military history is great on Wikipedia.
But women authors, female scientists, biographies, articles on these subjects are shorter or altogether absent. Koffel at the New York Times wrote, "The Internet Encyclopedia is a lopsided, axe-scented version of the world, one where Sex and the City has fewer citations than a single character from Grand Theft Auto." The problem with this picture is that about 15 million internet users turn to Wikipedia each day. So why such a gap?
Well, you'd have to ask a woman who doesn't edit Wikipedia.
It's the million-dollar question being discussed this week in Morgantown. The free and public event is sponsored by the Reed College of Media and WVU Libraries, and will feature panelists from the Wiki Education Foundation, a co-founder of the Rewriting Wikipedia Project, and a lady Wikipedian in residence. The panel will discuss what can be done to bridge the Wikipedia gender gap. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Glynis Board in Morgantown.